sugar, and spice. But we don't play nice. Welcome to Not Your Player 2.
Brought to you by Checkpoint XP.
With your host, Christine Kuki Solis.
You don't like it? Get better.
And Sarah Skopic.
Is this easy mode?
We don't just play as your healers. We play it all.
Hi. Welcome to the very first episode of Not Your Player 2 podcast. Brought to you by Checkpoint XP and Beasley Media Group. I'm your host, Christine Solis, a.k.a. Cookie Persona. And I am joined by my co-host, Sarah Skopic. Hello, Sarah.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Hey, guys. Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. As you know, this is our very first episode of Not Your Player 2. So what is Not Your Player 2? Not Your Player 2 is your podcast for girls and women who game in, you know, who just game, who play esports, who watches esports. It's anything and anything and everything, you know, women-based, you know, because we got to represent. Exactly.
Casual or otherwise.
Right. So as our first episode, we're going to start out with introducing ourselves. As you know, you already know Sarah Skopic. She is taking care of the news at our flagship show with Checkpoint XP. Checkpoint XP is also a nationally syndicated radio show that is in almost 70 affiliate stations. I think it's almost 70 now.
Almost 70.
Yeah, across the U.S. and Canada. So check it out at our website, checkpointxp.com. And again, as I said, Sarah already does the news with Checkpoint XP crew. How's it like working with the guys since you started?
It's a good time. I think it's a very different atmosphere, obviously, because we want to make sure everything is timed correctly or done correctly. But I don't know. I enjoy even just being able to be part of something like that. It's just exciting to be able to there's just something about radio that's just kind of exciting. So I like being able to report on the news, and I certainly really enjoy the social media responses and getting to hear everybody's answers, because that's always super fun. So
right.
I enjoy it.
Okay. The guys don't bug you at all? Because, you know.
Oh, I mean, there's those days. And even those days when I got to, if you donate to our Twitch stream, you get to spin the wheel where they have to personify a wrestler into some kind of monologue. It's usually Shakespeare. So I don't really know wrestlers, but they said to do my best. So I sound like a very tough Lady Macbeth that was
I did hear that. It was pretty hilarious. I think we are going to put all those wrestler monologues together into one big video one day. So
oh, no.
Yours will definitely be included in it.
Oh, no.
Lady Macbeth. Robbie is actually in the chat. Robbie is one of our hosts for Checkpoint XP. He says social media segments go much smoother with Sarah, which is good.
Aww, that's very good.
So it's just showing that you are doing a great job with us at Checkpoint XP.
Yay.
So we love it. And then if you guys don't know me, again, my name is Christine, aka Cookie Persona, or just Cookie. I've actually worked behind the scenes with Checkpoint XP. You guys don't see me or hear me, but you do know me in the chat sometimes. I do work on the social media aspect and bringing some content over to the guys and say, hey, this is, you know, here's some news. So I am on the back end. So being here at Not Your Player 2 is something new for me. It's like, hey, I'm here. I'm
good to see your face.
Yeah. It's different. It's totally different. I've actually started out with them back in, 2015. In their previous show with Limit Break Radio. So I supported them. I did their social media, and they're like, oh, the chat recognized me and say, hey, let's hashtag hire Cookie. So
the hashtag worked.
And the hashtag worked. And, you know, the guys, you know, hired me on kind of with Limit Break Radio, and then Limit Break Radio, you know, spawned over to Final Countercast and to Checkpoint XP, or Checkpoint Radio to Checkpoint XP. So
there's a long history.
Yeah. So I've been with the guys for a while. Yes, CC Decibels in the Twitch chat at twitch.tv/checkpointxp says that I am Cookie the Firewall, because before, yes, I did used to screen their calls. They used to get phone calls over the Limit Break Radio, and I would screen the calls and I would be their firewall. It's like, hey, nope, you can't be on our show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gatekeeper, as my mother would call it.
Robbie says, you stream a bit for us. Maybe we can get more cookie streams now. Yeah, it's in the future. I just need to get settled in order to me take the job with Checkpoint XP. I actually had to move states for the guys.
Yeah. I am originally... How much she sacrificed for you.
I know, right? So I actually moved from California. I was a SoCal girl for the longest time, born and raised there. And now I'm actually in Nevada, in the Las Vegas area. So this... really weird. What I do for you guys.
How's it like living near Las Vegas?
It was snowing.
Oh, no.
Like, you don't think Las Vegas has a snowy area, but when I first moved here, it was snowing. Like, oh, no. SoCal, California girl coming in to snow. Like, what?
Well, you didn't have to move to Michigan.
I was like thinking about it. I'm like, it's in the middle winter right now in Michigan. How would it be like if I actually moved to Michigan now? Oh no.
Not good is the answer.
No. What is it? Is it like all ice right now over there?
It's warm today. It's just, the problem is it keeps going back and forth. So we had like super, super cold. Then we had snow. And then it was ice. Then it was wind. And now it's just kind of sunny at 30. And we go, well, at least it's sunny at 30.
30 degrees. Yeah. It's still freezing. No, not for me. Not for me.
At least it's not below zero.
Warm. Quote warm. Yes. Okay. As Ascalia said in the chat. Again, this is Not Your Player 2. We're here with me, myself, Christine, aka Cookie. I don't know what to call myself. Should I go by Christine or just like a Cookie?
Whatever you want to be will be what you be. And then you all can just call me Sarah.
Yeah. It's fine. Sarah's graphic. Okay. Yes, easy to know. So let's go a little bit more into our gaming background. How and when did you first get into gaming, Sarah?
Yikes, that's hard to say. So I was unfortunately one of those unfortunate second child people who had to rely on her brother for games. My first system was the PlayStation 1, which I know was a little bit late, but that's what I had at the time. Got really into Spyro. Ironically, since I didn't have much Nintendo, I got super into Crash Team Racing. all those games, yeah. And then basically, because most of the games that my brother would play did not include Player 2... mostly single player. So I had to find my own things. And actually, I would say the game that really like defined what I enjoyed, which unfortunately isn't super mainstream popular, but that's okay. I'll mention it a lot. I got super into the Nancy Drew computer game series. Really influenced me a lot as far as the kind of games I like to play, and the stories I like and gameplay and stuff like that. I still have a very big soft spot for those kinds of point and click. And I think the other reason I like that series so much is it's while we're getting more and more female characters in games,
right.
Unfortunately, a lot of it tends to be like when you get to just choose your character, so like create your character like gender and stuff like that, which is great. I love those. But as far as like female-led, it's getting better, certainly, but especially back then, it just wasn't really at a good level. And so it's one of those few game series where it's all female-led. It's a female main character.
Right.
So, definitely am obsessed with my DS and 3DS and the games that came with that eventually. So I eventually got back to Nintendo. I've always been really into the kind of point-and-click adventure, some RPG elements, super into Mass Effect, super into BioWare in general. KOTOR was my jam growing up, that kind of thing. And when I don't want to do anything, I pop in Dynasty Warriors, like a weirdo.
Nothing wrong with Dynasty Warriors. It's a button mash.
It's just a button mash.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that's my history in a nutshell. I guess the only other thing I would add is my love of Nancy Drew led me to Phoenix Wright, which is, of course, I've been an avid fan of that series. It's hard to say, but now it's been over 10 years. Which is really creepy to say, but I just realized that the other day.
Wait, so, the last Phoenix game is...
No. I'm just saying that, like, I started playing 10 years ago.
Oh, okay, okay. That's still a good amount of years.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, well, that's a game that was highly influential in my life, too, so.
Do I mind asking how old are you right now?
I am 26.
26, oh my god, you're such a baby.
26 and a half. I shushed.
Oh my gosh, she's a baby. You guys.
Shush, not a baby. Baby shrimp, I'm not a baby.
Well, where I started, I'm actually 32. 2 years old and turning 33 later. So I started when, I actually remember when I first got my first gaming system. I was waiting in the parking lot for my mom, and my mom actually went into Walmart and came back with a Game Boy. So that's where it started, with a Game Boy, the original Tetris. So Tetris has always been a favorite game of mine, any puzzle games. Tetris 99 is a thing right now. It's really, really good. I don't care if people say it's not a battle royale. It is a battle royale. and then after that, the next game that I remember playing was Tomb Raider on the computer. Mm-hmm. So Lara Croft has always been, you know, like a role model. You know, she's strong. She's going out there doing her own adventure. So Tomb Raider has always been my thing. I love Lara Croft. And then right after that is exactly what you said. You had the PlayStation 1. I had the Super Nintendo before that. Mm-hmm. So the Super Nintendo, Super Mario World was my game. 100% that. Get all the Yoshi coins. I love Super Mario World. and then anything Super Nintendo was like, let's see, there was Mario Kart. Let's see. What did I play on the Super Nintendo? Mostly Mario Kart, The Lion King, Aladdin. I'm a huge Disney fan, so
yes, those games, Disney.
those games are fun to play. Like, if you take a kid and say, hey, beat The Lion King in 3 lives, go for it. Yeah, I don't think they would do it. You have to remember all the codes and everything. After the Super Nintendo, I got into the PlayStation era. My cousin actually modded our PlayStation for us, so we had burnt discs of, I have to thank him for giving us, you know, Metal Gear Solid, the Spider-Man game. Yeah. So I got into those kind of games, and then Final Fantasy IX came out, and I'm like, oh my god, Final Fantasy IX became my top favorite number one game. And then Final Fantasy XI came, and then, you know, the rest is history. It's all MMO Final Fantasy. I didn't Final Fantasy XI, Final Fantasy XIV, that's with Limburg Radio. Mm-hmm. And then nowadays it's just trying to catch up on the gaming world.
Yes, I know.
Yes, I know people are bagging on Anthem, but I do want to try that.
Okay, I bought Kingdom Hearts 3, so.
Oh, no!
I know.
Like, I can't even get into Kingdom Hearts 2. Like, I've done the first Kingdom Hearts. It was great. I know I said I'm a Disney fan, but it's just for some reason Kingdom Hearts 2 I could not get into, and then with all the off games, I was not able to do it.
I only played 1 and 2. They were on too many systems. I couldn't keep up. I played 1 and 2 fully. I enjoyed them both. I will say 1... 2 has a lot of better as far as, like, what do you call that? Like, just light, like, good... It has better systems. You can skip cutscenes, which number one did not let you do. Stuff mm-hmm. like that. But number one was definitely the better game.
Yeah. the number one. Yeah. That's all I can say that about Kingdom Hearts. Number one is great. But then Kingdom Hearts 2, again, I just couldn't get into. It's like, as soon as Roxas turned into Sora, I couldn't get into it. That's it.
Yeah. If you play Chain of Memories, it may have made sense, but nobody played that game because that was the worst game in the series. They had an in-between 1 and 2, a GBA game, uh-huh. Chain of Memories. I literally, because I saw the gameplay, said nope and just watched all the cutscenes online.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because I was not dealing with that. But yeah, I don't blame you. I don't think anyone blame you. it's a ride. And I'm still trying to finish number 3. It's been a hard ride, though. I'm pretty disappointed, actually.
You're not done yet, or?
No, I'm not done yet. Part of the reason I'm not done yet is because my partner refuses to stay in the room when I play, so it's very lonely.
I don't blame him.
So I have to play by myself, which is not fun. And so, other than that, it's just been, I don't know, it's just hard because it's not very engaging, I would say. It's a lot of cutscenes from movies I've already seen, quite literally. So...
Robbie in chat says that Kingdom Hearts 3 DLC was announced today. So would you play that?
this disturbing. I don't know why there's DLC.
Maybe they'll do like a Final Fantasy 15 thing. It's like, oh, we need to bring out some DLC and change the ending or something like that. I don't know.
Apparently. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure if they needed to change the ending. I'm just worried now they're going to just keep adding more things at the end. If they just added more worlds, that probably wouldn't be such a bad thing. I mean, that's whatever.
But. I mean, that's Disney, because Disney keeps going out. And plus, you got to add the Marvel world, too. So now that Disney's under Marvel, or Marvel's under Disney.
Yes.
So.
Disney's slowly acquiring all the Infinity Gems.
Excuse me. Okay, so that's our gaming background. What kind of games are you playing right now besides, you know, Kingdom Hearts 3?
Besides Kingdom Hearts 3. Oh, geez. That's been the main one right now because I still have been kind of slow in the get-go. I've been slowly finishing games in my library. Last game I finished. I feel like it might have been Mass Effect Andromeda, unfortunately. That's because I was playing that religiously, and then I was moving. My life got hectic for the like last 2 years, and then I was like, I need to finish that game. But yeah, that's been that. That's been on my radar. They have a couple of other. I've been also borrowing Super Smash and playing that when I can, because I didn't really get super into the Super Smash games because no Nintendo consoles for a while.
Right.
Now I'm just really enjoying it. And of course, I always have a Fire Emblem game to play. Always. I never finish those games quickly, so they're just sitting in my DS, 3DS, waiting to be played. Because I get way too. Like, overcritical about trying to make sure all my children are perfect, even though I'm on casual mode. Anyway, it's a problem.
Right.
I am tempted about the new Pokemon game that's coming out, though.
Yes. Okay, so one thing in our gaming news, we have the new Pokemon Direct that happened just this past... was it just yesterday? I don't know. The days are, like, melding in together. But the new Pokemon Sword and Shield, bringing in the 8th generation. You have Grookey, the monkey Pokemon, which basically is your plant Pokemon. Then you got Scorbunny, which is your fire type Pokemon. It's a bunny, basically.
It's a fire bunny!
Fire bunny.
Think the Trix Bunny, but on fire.
Right. And then Sobble. Robbie already saying is Sobble is a precious Cinnabon, and we must protect them, which is basically your water.
At first on the intro, I was like, does Sobble have anxiety? Is it going to be okay? I'm worried about this guy. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm excited for Pokemon. I'm like... I've never finished a Pokemon game, which is pretty hilarious, but I love Pokemon. It's like one of those kind of Sanrio characters. You gotta like collect them all kind of thing.
It's super hard to finish those games. I've only finished like, here's a sad story for everybody. When I was little, my brother had a Game Boy. I did not. He had Pokemon Red. I did not. And I guess back then there was only like one save. Mm-hmm. So I was not allowed to save my game. So literally 6-year-old Sarah would just restart the game several times. And so I never got to the Elite Four. I did, however, technically finish Pokemon X. So that was a fun jump. I did play Leaf Green at one point to help trade with my brother. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish it, which was just a remake game for the SP. But I did play Pokemon X, which was kind of fun because it was set in France. Pokemon and Me came out. I could finally enact my dreams and cuddle with Pokemon. And I did actually finish. I beat the Elite Four. But yeah, I'm excited for this one, though.
Nice, yeah. Because it looks like it's based off of the same engine, of course, on Pikachu and Eevee. So I'm actually in the middle of playing Let's Go Pikachu. I have 3 badges so far, so I'm getting there. It's on my backlog, but ever since Tetris 99 came out, I'm like all into Tetris 99.
Trying to get that first place.
Oh, I already got it one time.
As I heard. Oh, jeez, how?
It was so amazing. I felt so good.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But yeah, I'm in the middle of Let's Go Pikachu. So that will probably be my first Pokemon game I'll ever be.
Look out.
But yeah, who's gonna be your starter Pokemon?
I have no idea. I always go back and forth. I usually go for the water type though, so I probably will end up trying to give poor Sobble some treatment for his anxiety.
Give him a smile.
Yeah, no, I usually go for the water Pokemon. I think I usually would pick Squirtle or Charmander when I would replay it 20 million times, and I definitely picked Froakie. I'm all about those ninjas. So, yeah, probably Sobble, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm all about the fire type Pokemon, so definitely going to be Scorbunny.
Yes.
I do have Pokemon Sun and Moon. I forget which one. I think it's Moon. And I started with the... Oh my gosh, I totally forgot what's the fire Pokemon in that game.
I forgot the name too, but you didn't start with the owl?
I didn't. I started with the fire Pokemon because that fire Pokemon evolved into like some kind of wrestler, and I'm actually into wrestling.
That's fair.
So that makes sense. I do love Charmander and stuff, so
fair enough. He does turn into a dragon, and for the longest time was not dragon type.
Yeah. Litten. Yes. Thank you, Robbie.
Litten. Yes. There we go. Litten. They are letting us know.
Yes. And then and something just came up today, too, in the gaming news. Just today, the first Dead or Alive 6 season pass costs $93. What is going on?
Basically, it comes with a new character. I think two new characters in a bunch of costumes, along with something called the Technomancer gear, which the Technomancer gear is one of the costumes. Excuse me, I misread that. But yeah, so it's a lot of costumes, apparently. According to the math that someone did, it's about like $1 a costume and $15 for each additional character. So I guess when you look at it that way, but like... $93, that seems extreme.
Why would you pay $93 for costumes? That's okay. Go ahead.
People just love having their designs, I guess. The thing that doesn't make sense to me is you would think they would just do little bundles at a time, because it's like, oh, I'll pay $5 for some costumes, and then you add that up and it's over $100. But I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me. The problem is that someone's gonna buy it. That's what makes me angry.
That's the only reason why it makes you angry.
Yes, because a lot of people, not just someone's going to buy it, a lot of people are going to buy it.
Oh, gosh. Do you play Dead or Alive?
No, I don't. The thing is that I was, back when I knew what Dead or Alive was, they had already turned into a volleyball game, so I didn't even remember that it used to be a zombie game. So I kind of passed on that.
I think it's just become a thing where it's just known to me as, oh, this is, let's look at anime girls in, you know, different costumes. I think that's the reason why. But
let's see how good we can make the jiggle physics.
Right, exactly. And I'm like, so with Dead or Alive coming out with the season pass for $93, there are those guys out there. Not saying all guys, but just saying there are guys, maybe even girls, who would actually want to buy this.
Probably plenty of girls, too. It's just, they look nice. It's just... I don't know. I like my girls to have a little bit more to do than volleyball. Let's just put it that way.
And then you said during the pre-show, you said, like, you better have a girl come over.
For $93, you better have a girl come to your house. Like, that's all I'm thinking.
This is
ridiculous.
Yeah, it is pretty ridiculous, but what are we going to do in this world?
I don't know. Just gonna cry and see how good those jiggle physics are in all of those costumes.
Just to get more into it, says just two new characters and 62 costumes exactly. So
62. That's an insane amount of costumes.
62. So it says Happy Wedding Costumes Volume 1 and 2, Costume Pack Volume 1 and 2. The character is Mai Shiranui. I apologize if I said that wrong. And then her costume. And then I guess the second character they haven't announced yet, so...
What does happy wedding costume mean?
I don't know. I think this is a thing right now, having wedding costumes into characters. Because, you know, Final Fantasy XIV, they have their own wedding costumes. What was it recently? Super Mario Odyssey, the whole wedding thing going on in there. So...
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Maybe.
because now that I think about it, like, even in Fire Emblem, one of the games, you could get a DLC, like a one of the classes you could buy was just called Bride. So yeah, I'm confused. What's it with bridal dresses that people are really obsessed over?
I don't mind. Oh, well, of course I don't mind. Wedding dress shopping is fine on my own body, but not on other people. I don't know.
I agree with that. This just seems a bit strange.
Yeah, the whole wedding costume.
Yeah. Listen, if they're going to make it that we can buy these wedding costumes, that's a different story altogether. Although I'm not sure what these wedding costumes look like, so I may want to eat my words.
Yeah, the Pelican 1979 says on the chat, Saber Bride. So it was just basically Fate's Day. I don't know if you know about the Fate's Day.
Yeah. I'm familiar with Fate's Day Night. I only played the Saber route in the visual novel, so that's all I know.
I know the Pelican's actually a huge fan of Fate's Day. So, like, I know all about the Fate's Day. We actually went to... last weekend, we saw the Heaven's Feel movie 2 that just came out. And then we also went to the Fate Grand Order tour that happened in L.A.
How was the Heaven's Feel of it movie? Did they do a good job with it?
It's really good. They actually put sexy parts in there. So just like in the visual novel. So, yeah. Which is...
Because that's a rough route. I know the story. I just haven't played it all the way through. That's a rough one. Yeah. That's the last one, isn't it? Yeah, that's a rough one.
They're staying true to the visual novel, which is good. Which is really good.
That's awesome. That's good. Yeah.
Clara the Classy says in the Twitch chat, so like one character for $93. No, it's two.
It's two, I think, if I read that correctly.
It says two.
I mean, that's still not much.
Two characters and 62 costumes. Mm-hmm. So if you want to pay for costumes, go for it. I'd rather go buy 100 cheeseburgers of that or something.
I know, right? That price. At least I will be
feed me instead of buying me a costume.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even really get mad at costumes, like as far as like, because it's a very common item that free-to-play games use to get money. And I can't even be that mad at it because it's a cosmetic difference. But man, it's amazing how much money you can make from just a reskin, basically.
I know, right? Robbie in chat says, at least they aren't putting it into loot boxes.
I mean, at least, I guess. That's a pretty low bar at this point.
It's still a lot of money, $93. People will buy it. It's just...
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think we're kind of... wrapping up for today, if I'm reading the clock correctly.
Pretty much, yeah. We actually started on time, unlike, you know, the other guys.
We're awesome like that. Yeah, so be prepared that we'll probably be starting on time. If we're late, it's probably my fault, because I have to run around a lot, unfortunately, on Fridays, but...
Join us next week again, Fridays. It's going to be every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be on twitch.tv/checkpointxp. If you are not able to join us, it will also be on the podcast. Stay tuned on that for the information on that. I just don't know where we're at on that. We were just kind of thrown this. This was kind of thrown out as is right now. So,
taking the ball and running with it.
Yes, pretty much. I hope you can join us every week. We are going to have some, you know, the same thing, gaming news, same gaming topics. And then we will also try and get some interviews out for you. So if there is anyone you would like to see on the show, send it on out to us. We are on social media at Checkpoint XP at Facebook and Twitter. And then checkpoint_XP at Instagram. And then everything else, you can find news, interviews, our shows for the Checkpoint Daily Podcast and the regular Checkpoint Podcast and Low Team Damage, which is anything, everything about Overwatch. You can find it at our website, checkpointxp.com. And again, this is Not Your Player 2 Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're signing out. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye-bye.